really the big driver in our warm-up has been a big shift in the wind direction. You know, you think about the Earth and like closer to the poles, the temperatures are colder. Near the equator, it's warmer. So when you have a more southerly flow, you're bringing all that warmer air from the south farther north. So that's kind of what we've been dealing with, yesterday, and we'll be continuing to deal with today, is just all this really warm air that's starting to move in. And really, it doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere. The week ahead really is looking like lots of above average temperatures across the region.
In terms of high temperatures, could we reach 60 this week?
It is certainly possible. It looks like most locations in our region will probably see high temperatures today in the middle to upper 50s. I would not be surprised if we did see some 60s today. This air mass that we're experiencing is quite warm for this time of the year. Now, we're not talking any record highs, but certainly some high temperatures in the 50s for today. And even as we go into the day tomorrow for Tuesday and Wednesday, even some upper 40s to lower to middle 50s. So it's not just today that's going to be nice and relatively warm for this time of the year. It looks like actually several days this week.
And then how long do you think this is going to hang around, or is the pattern going to change?
I am not seeing a major pattern change with this. Winds might turn more northerly after a trough of low pressure moves through for tonight into Tuesday morning, which might bring a chance for some really light sprinkles or showers. Yes, not in the form of rain, not snow. But really, there's really not a big change in the air mass temperatures. So really, I'm not seeing anything that really will change this above average temperature period that we're going to experience this week.